Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Claire helping with some of these questions today and some of really, really good listings. And of course, our open houses. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got some open houses for you today, folks. Beautiful day it's going to be, so we're going to be all good. 2608 Hemlock. This house has been showed a bunch. It's reduced down. It's 214.9. And folks, this is on Hemlock. If you don't know where it is, it's between Vista Roya and Sol Ross. It's a short little street, some beautiful homes there, and some quality built homes. In fact, I know that Mr. Wilson, literally that's his name, Mr. Wilson, who built this house back when I was a youngster. Everything he did was high quality, so I'm going to promise you this is a well-built house. It's got updates, neat. Go by and see that one. Got one on 3023 Champion Circle. And this is a brand new construction. The only thing that's not down is the carpet or wood floors, whichever one you want. We can do that. Mitchell built this one. It's 20% down. If you want owner finance, if you're looking for owner financing for right now, this is one of those new constructions we talked about that will do owner financing for you. One of my favorite floor plans. Claire, you know how good this floor plan is on Champion Circle.
On Champions? Yeah. I love it.
I mean, the closets. I mean, there's like five little different closets off the master.
Well, there's one huge one off the bathroom in the master, and then going into the master bedroom, there's three closets.
Which is unbelievable, especially for this size house.
It's beautiful.
And I mean, especially out on one thing. Nowadays, nobody can have too much closet space.
No, and not only does it have his and her sinks, it has his and her shower heads, it has his and her closets. I mean, it's gas, it's double ovens, it's beautiful.
It is. He did a great job. The cabinets are immense on this one. Neat house. Brand new one in Wall School District. You know, that's real popular. It's priced at $329. It's on 3 acres and river frontage. So we've got three really, really good open houses for you. Or Brad Hogue, and I got to brag on Brad. He's one of our newer agents.
He's rocking and rolling. He's doing
great. He
closed
over $1 million last month.
Yep.
So I'm proud of him. And he did that from doing open houses, being on the floor and working and taking care of his business. And he does cross his T's and dot his I's.
He does.
So Brad, congratulations to you for over $1 million in production. Good stuff. Let's start with some questions. And I want to talk about our listings today, too. We got some good stuff.
Okay.
But let's talk. The main one, and it's a good one, and I know you kind of researched it for us.
A little.
Now, I've always said this. I don't know the answer. I know somebody that does. So I asked Claire to research a little bit, which is a new thing. Not real, real new, but new to some people, is basically e-signing or DocuSign.
Just technology in general with the internet and all the e-sign, DocuSign, all that kind of stuff. People have questions as to what is binding and what's not binding. And yes, you can have a binding contract through emails. And you can have more. You don't have to have everyone sign the same exact piece of paper. You can have, as long as the papers are consistent with as far as dollar amounts and documentation and residence and all the kind of information that's legally binding, one person can sign something and the other person can sign a whole different document and they just combine those in the file. But yes, if you want to have, if you're okay with it, you can have a binding contract with just emails and internet.
But okay, talk a little bit about the e-sign and some of the questions that were asked. And I'm reading one right here, and it's talking different things.
About how, like, how would the parties make such an agreement with an e-sign?
Yes. So basically, you just email the contract to them?
Yes.
And then, I know we don't use DocuSign in our office. We use e-sign. I believe Gail straight me on that one.
Put a so stop to that. You send it over to them.
It's really kind of simple.
It's very simple. They actually just sign it and scan it back to us.
So, folks, there's Rich. And I believe this, you're going to see more and more, especially for our out of town buyers, you're going to see more and more of this type of stuff that's going to take place, which is a really good thing.
And some people don't want to do it. They're not comfortable with doing internet or emails or that kind of stuff. All you have to do is simply, put it in the email, or you do an affidavit that says you are not legally binding over the internet or over the email, and you want to do it. But most people have no problem. It's very simple, it's very easy, and it's very legal.
So there you have it, folks. No big deal. You know, one question that came up, kiddos, and you know, I never really even thought about it, to be honest with you, because I've moved so much growing up and then still do. But we had a concerned lady call, and she says, you know what, we're moving, and our kids are really upset. You know, they're really not happy. They really want to, you know, be here. And so we just kind of had it from our national association, got some answers on some things you might want to do to help your kids feel better about moving?
Well, we can't recommend or give an opinion about schools, but what you can do is what we can do is coordinate a tour of the school that the children would be going to, introduce them to the teacher that would be their teacher. They can, you know, meet some new classmates that might be their classmates, you know, just actually just tour and get comfortable with the school that they're going to be joining.
And tour it, you know, give them a tour before school starts, introduce them to some people around there.
Also just take them around town, show them the facilities that they're that we have to offer, you know, actually maybe show them some pictures of things that they might be actually interested in doing, some hobbies that they might have.
Well, and I'll say this, we did move from the different ranches and different things growing up, you know, all around West Texas, I'll say that, but at the time, I wasn't that excited about it because you just get to meet a bunch of new friends. But you know what? I look back at life now. It gave me an opportunity to have a lot of wonderful, wonderful friends in different locations in different areas, which I still have to this day. You don't see it at the time, kiddos, but I promise you, it's kind of cool to have a lot of people, a lot of opportunities to meet some new people. And, you know, they kind of were talking about that story about, well, how's San Angelo? If you ask, well, how was where you moved? Oh, I loved where I lived. You're going to love it here, too. And I think you'll find that to be true.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we have so much to offer. We have SABA, the San Angelo Broadway Academy. If you like drama, we have the Civic Center. There's all the – we have all the sports, soccer, baseball, basketball, football, obviously all those.
I'm glad you led into that next comment, which didn't have anything to do with real estate. But, you know, I do have a sports – the head of sports guy that does my radio show with me. You know that. We had Jeremy. But one, I got to brag on the Rams. ASU Rams did a wonderful job this year. Our Lakeview Chiefs, wonderful job. I am a little partial to one team in particular because I'm real familiar with the kids that are on it. It's the Bobcats. And I'm real impressed. I think we had 20-something people that were honored with awards, whether 24, Joey just said, whether it was district, all district, offense, defense. But one thing I've never heard of in playing football, which obviously wasn't this good, I can tell you that. But we got the MVP offensive player, Braden Hux. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to him. And the MVP defensive player, which is my nephew, which is Cinco Howard. So I'm obviously very proud of both of them. And coach of the year, you know, with Coach Davis. So, I mean, I had to bring that up. I know it's in real estate, but folks, we're talking about good things and good things. Don't do those kids do great at football? All those kids are good kids.
They're great kids.
I mean, they're just good kids, good families, good people. But I do want to say congratulations because I'm getting goosebumps right now. I can just tell you, it's just fire. It's just so cool. When I say MVP, that's for the whole district. And it's not here. That's the district. You know, we got Permian, we got Midland High, we got some good teams in our district. So, guys, congratulations. Parents, congratulations on your guys. They did a wonderful job. The band went to state.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any way you look at it, Central's got something to be really, really proud of this year. And we just got to keep it going, guys. Remember that, here, guys. Henry, keep it going. Okay, I'll get back to real estate now. I had to get that going for a little bit. Let's talk about some things. Any more of the questions we want, or can I do my listings real quick?
Do your listings.
Okay. Why don't you start it out? You got a new one.
Oh, I can. I'll start it out. I have a new listing. It's 2756 Harvard. It's a great neighborhood. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car carport, nice fenced-in backyard, a little storage building in the back, open kitchen and dining area. It's just a beautiful, it's a clean, ready-to-move-in, beautiful little house in a great neighborhood, and it's going to list for $124.9, and it's going on the market today. So the sign's going up. So if you're in the market for that area.
In that price range,
in
area,
that price range, it's not going to last.
No, it's not going to last. And in fact, you know, we looked at the one on Garden with Joyce. I don't know if you know this.
No.
Though she had at least 3 offers, I think it was shown the day it went on the market 7 times.
Wow.
And it was $106,000.
Yeah.
And it'll sell for full price. I can tell you. I don't know what the offers are, but I'm just going to tell you.
Well, we looked at it the other day. It's a cute little house.
Well, so is this
one. So is mine. Yeah.
So, yes, it is. And I'm going to go to one. On Mississippi. Do you know where Mississippi is, or Miss Claire?
Not a clue.
It's in Big Lake, Texas. And let me tell you why I'm saying that.
Right around the corner.
If you haven't heard, or if you don't know, go out by Sam's and Walmart out there, and go up like you go into the Claybird Shooter, like towards Merson. Look at the traffic. There's a ton of traffic, and there's not a lot of places to live in Big Lake, Texas. I'm thinking for an investment, and I'll tell you why. $79,000.
Wow.
Your rents will be phenomenal right now. Now, will they last forever and ever? I don't know. But is it phenomenal right now? Yes. Good little investment property right there.
Yeah, you could rent that left and right.
How about this one on Waco? Little house on Waco, 2801 Waco Street, for $129.9.
I don't know. Where's Waco?
Okay, you know, he's off the East West Freeway. You asked me why it's called the East West Freeway?
It's not called the East West Freeway anymore.
It's called the Loop. Folks, do a little trip. You know why it's called the East West Freeway? Because it didn't go all the way around. It wasn't a loop for a long, long time. You know, thanks to Rob Janelle, for one reason, getting that completed, I believe. But it goes east and west. That's why they call it the East West Freeway. A little trivia for you there. But anyway, it's over there, Houston. Howard will go the opposite. Abilene, all those streets.
Okay.
Good little area.
Yeah.
Got a couple of them over there. How about this one? Austin Street. And it's reduced to $139.9 in Santa Rita.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a cute little house.
How many bedrooms?
3 bedrooms, 2 baths, isn't it? Yes, it is. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. And Austin, you know where Austin Street is? We go down it all the time.
Yeah. That's a great price.
It is a great price for that house.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little thing in the back, like a little gazebo. So I could picture in the evening, in a cool evening, not too cool, but it's screened in so you don't have mosquitoes bothering you, playing like spades or cards out there. It's kind of a fun thing to do. Okay, here's another one that's out of town. It's in Sheffield. See, folks, we have them everywhere. You want a list? You want a house somewhere in the state of Texas? We can find it for you.
I don't even know where Sheffield is.
You know, like we go to Sonora?
Yes.
We go left to Sonora on Interstate right there. You go right.
Oh, okay.
Like through Ozona.
Okay.
So, Sheffield. And this is a real clean. It's $164.9, and Brian Kinder has that one. Oh, out to, this is in Blackwell. You know, I didn't recognize it. I told you we got it. This
it's
is in Blackwell.
Blackwell.
Texas. And Debbie's got this one. In fact, Debbie's on a roll this year. She's having a phenomenal year.
Oh, she's on fire.
You see it? Cute little house right here on Walnut Hill. And no, Brad does not have this one. Elaine West has this one. It's vacant, so it's easy to show. And this is a very, very popular. I don't know, how many houses have we sold on Walnut alone?
Oh, a ton.
A bunch.
A ton.
I'm going to say half the street. Over the years, probably half that street. It's just a good little area. And you know this house. You like this house.
Which one is this?
North Jefferson.
Oh, I love that house. I cannot believe it hasn't sold.
Well, we've had it to work it back and forth, so it still hadn't. We just put a brand new roof on it. Brand new. On that. I'm still saying the little apartment in the back. I can tell you this. You could have the little apartment, and I would turn the garage door where you could pull in from the alley.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of fence it off. But that apartment right there would pay your taxes and your insurance on this property.
It's cute. It's a little one bedroom. It's got a little kitchenette. One little bathroom.
And you got a nice house.
And the yard is beautiful.
But how many pecan trees? Those big, huge pecan trees?
And it's oversized. It includes the lot beside it that's not even fenced in.
You got a lot with a big, huge storage unit on it.
And you got the circle driveway. I mean, it's beautiful.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to talk to you more. We got some good stuff coming up. We'll be right back at the word from our sponsors.